How do you create powerful community? That's the question I'm answering for today's flash briefing. So here's what you don't do. You don't start out with trying to qualify leads and sneakily work people into your funnels. I'm doing the quote unquote, the quotation marks and the air quotes. You don't do that so that you can sell to them. Not if you want to build real community. Not if you want to develop relationships that mean developing a symbiotic, reciprocal, real relationship. Not if you want those people to stick around. And yes, not if you really want to sell. No, you do not start out with immediately trying to qualify your leads and work them into funnels, because people can sense that they're being sold to right out of the gate so fast, and you won't even know that you've lost their trust before you even got started. Communities are made up of these ingredients. They're made up of your people. They're made up of shared experiences. They're made up of shared purpose. They're made up of resources. And they're made up of trust. So those are five different elements. To build a community, you need at least two of those five things. You start out with your people, and then you combine it with a shared experience or a shared purpose or resources or trust or a combination of a few of them. But to build a powerful community, you need all of those things. And the very most important ingredient is the rarest and the most difficult to obtain, because you can only inspire it. You can't control it. And that ingredient is trust.